As an education lawyer, over the past week, I have heard from lots of parents and college students who want to know if it is necessary to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to attend school. Others have asked me about whether vaccination is necessary to play league sports. So, in this special edition of my podcast, I will answer the legal questions about students and kids and vaccinations. I'm John Schumann, a lawyer with 20 years experience practicing education law in Toronto. And this podcast, it's all about kids, students, and COVID vaccinations. As of the making of this podcast at the beginning of September 2021, there is no law requiring students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to attend a publicly funded elementary or secondary school. That may be because the vaccination is only available to students 12 and over. It may be hard to require the elementary students who are eligible to get the vaccine when so many of their peers are not vaccinated. However, the Immunization of School Pupils Act has been around for a long time. It is the law that requires children to be immunized against a list of diseases such as polio, whooping cough, and measles for them to attend school. COVID-19 has not been added to that list of required vaccinations, but it could be in the future. As many parents have found out, a child who does not have the required vaccinations can be suspended from school for up to 20 days so that they can get it. There's a process to get an exemption. It involves providing a statement and attending an education program. That act has survived court challenges in the past. As the threat posed by COVID-19 may be similar to whooping cough, measles, or diphtheria, if COVID-19 vaccination were to be added to the list, it would likely survive a court challenge. In addition, Ontario's Health Protection and Promotion Act gives both local medical officers of health and the Ministry of Health the authority to close schools or other premises and to order people with a communicable disease to isolate. In addition, Section 33 of the Act allows the medical officers of health to make an order requiring a person to whom the order is directed to conduct him or herself in such a manner as to not expose another person to infection. That is the law that some local medical officers of health felt gave them the authority to require vaccine passports and perhaps restrict where the unvaccinated can go. In addition, during the pandemic, the Ontario government gave Ontario public schools significantly more power to exclude students. This is the ability of the school principal or another delegated member of the school staff to tell a child that he or she can no longer attend school. Previously, there were a lot of rules around exclusions that prevented them from being used to keep children from attending their own schools, as doing so was something that was governed by procedures surrounding suspensions or expulsions or using the Immunization of School Pupils Act or Ontario's Health Protection and Promotion Act. However, now the only requirement is that the child pose a risk to the welfare to anyone at the school. So a principal could prevent a child who is not vaccinated from coming to school using this provision of the Education Act. That provision is likely to be challenged if it is used, as it has been in the past, against students with special needs. Some of those challenges are likely to be successful and create rules for exclusions, but it's by no means guaranteed that a challenge to the use of the section in relation to excluding students who are not vaccinated will be successful. Challenging vaccination requirements will be a hard case to win. As of yet, there have been no reported court decisions or human rights tribunal decisions in Ontario challenging public health measures, such as wearing a mask or vaccination. However, there have been decisions in other provinces. Those decisions have held that human rights legislation is designed to protect disadvantaged people facing unfair barriers not imposed on others, such as the difficulties faced by people with disabilities or racialized minorities. Human rights legislation does not protect the rights of people to do whatever they want. So long as vaccination rules do not discriminate against disadvantaged groups, they are fine. COVID-19 vaccination policies have exemptions for people who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons, such as a well-known allergic reaction or some cancer treatments. There also may be religious exemptions for members of organized religions that have long-standing rules against vaccinations. However, it is fair for organizations to ask for evidence in support of the exemption. The Ministry of Education will begin to introduce a vaccination disclosure policy for the 2021-2022 school year for publicly funded school board employees, private school staff, and all licensed child care facility staff. Many Ontario universities and colleges have announced the same, requiring students and staff to show proof of vaccination. Currently, no school board has a vigorous policy for COVID-19 vaccination for children attending school, only for their respective staff. This could, however, quickly change pending approval of those individuals under the age 12 to get their vaccination. The Toronto District School Board has developed a mandatory COVID-19 vaccine procedure that requires all TDSB staff, trustees, and visitors to disclose and provide proof of vaccination status and require them to be fully vaccinated. However, if you are not fully vaccinated, TDSB will comply with all human rights obligations to accommodate employees legally entitled to any accommodation. Those individuals will be subject to an education on the benefits of vaccination. Similarly, various colleges and universities across Ontario are requiring those not vaccinated to attend mandatory information sessions on the positives of the vaccine. Some don't allow them to attend class in person either. Private schools, colleges, and universities can set their own policies for COVID-19 vaccination and other health safety measures unless the Ontario government passes laws requiring certain rules for the institutions. The Ontario government has exercised more control over private schools during COVID-19 than it has over any other education matter. It seems likely that the rules for COVID vaccination that are applied to public schools will also be applied to private schools. Also, when it comes to these institutions, the rules are likely to favor vaccination and other public health policies. The law permits vaccination policies as long as they do not discriminate against the disadvantaged. So universities and colleges and other Ontario private schools can require COVID-19 vaccination as long as they offer acceptable alternatives to allow people who cannot be vaccinated and can prove that access to the same education as their vaccinated peers.
Oh.
Which leads us now to sports leagues, many of which are requiring their participants who are eligible to be vaccinated to be vaccinated unless they can prove that they cannot be vaccinated. For the most part, these are private organizations and they are allowed to set their own rules, as long as they do not violate any laws, including the Ontario Human Rights Code. However, it is unlikely that vaccination policies will be deemed to be illegal unless they do not offer alternatives for people who can prove that they cannot be vaccinated. Note also that Ontario's vaccine passport laws, as currently drafted, will not allow adults access to sport facilities without proof of vaccination, but there is an exception for youth recreational sport. For parents who want their children to be involved in league sports but do not want them to be vaccinated, if they cannot find a league that supports their views, then they may want to create their own sports organization that allows participation without vaccination. Those organizers probably should speak to a lawyer to set up their organization legally and in the most tax-efficient way possible, while also protecting the organizers from liability.
Why don't you have your lawyer call my lawyer?
Currently, it may be possible to set up private schools where there are no requirements to be vaccinated. While there may be no immediate requirements in place to require private school educators to be vaccinated or provide proof of a legitimate exemption, the past dictates the Ontario government may impose the same requirements on private schools that does in public schools when it comes to COVID-19 public health measures. Producing this episode, another important question came up, and that is, what happens if the child wants to get the vaccine and the parent does not, or less commonly, vice versa? It's such an important question that I'm going to put in the answer right now. Anyone who's been to an Ontario vaccine clinic and seen kids been vaccinated knows that those children are asked whether or not they want to get the vaccine or not. That is because under Ontario's Health Care Consent Act, every person is presumed to be able to give consent to their own health care. That includes children. Only if the health care provider has reasonable grounds to believe that the person does not understand the risks or benefits of the treatment can they refuse to honor that person's wishes. Almost every Ontario child who is 12 years of age or older has demonstrated the ability to understand vaccines and what the risks and benefits of that vaccine are, and so they can give their own consent to the vaccination. If a parent disagrees, that's too bad. The kid's wishes rule the day.
Oh.
As of now, students can attend Ontario public schools without being vaccinated, although the laws are in place to prevent students who pose any public health risk from attending school, and that could include students who are not vaccinated and who have no proof that they cannot be vaccinated. Colleges, universities, private schools, sports leagues can all require vaccination. Challenges to those laws will only be successful when the unvaccinated person proves that he or she cannot be vaccinated for medical or well-established religious reasons, and the institution has failed to offer that person alternatives to enjoy the same benefits as the people who can be vaccinated. If you need more information on education law and children's rights or information about family law issues, check out www.schumannlaw.ca. There are thousands of pages of legal information on that website, links to additional educational law resources, and links to reach my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues. You can also set up an appointment to speak to us by calling 416-446-5847. it is always best to get a lawyer who can give you expert advice that's specific to your situation. In addition to my website, keep up to date on family and children's law issues by liking my Facebook page, following me on Twitter at @SchumannFamLaw, and finding me on LinkedIn. Of course, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and hit the notification bell to make sure you are up to date. Get the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law Podcast and all major podcast services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Or you can get all the episodes at www.schumannlaw.ca. Just look for the podcast in the drop-down menu. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We will get together again soon.